It's time again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kevin Hurst. He is the Director of Student Services at USU Eastern, and school is getting ready to roll here coming up the end of August. Got a lot of great things going on campus. We've already got some sports that are already taking place. We'll talk about that. A new scholarship change that will take place for next year, the 23-24 school year, starting with summer semester. We're going to talk about all that. Great events that are coming up, just to kind of invite everybody in the community up there and go check out and see what's going on the campus of USU Eastern. Kevin, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Dave.
Well, let's start right out of the gate. When you walked in, we were talking about the fact that, you know, you said you're ready for students to get back to campus, but you're probably always ready for students to get back there, aren't you?
Believe it or not, it's August, and our students will be rolling back in August 25th is our move-in day.
It's kind of quiet up there without them.
Yeah, our summer's a little bit more quiet than the other semesters, so it'll be good to have the bulk of our students back in town.
So the first thing you wanted to jump out and talk about is I would say it's really an exciting change that's coming for next year's for scholarship requirements, and it's going to start summer semester of 2023, and I'm going to let you kind of explain what that's all about.
Yeah, so typically for our academic awards, there is two components to it. You had your high school GPA and your test score, and here in the state of Utah, we did the ACT. Moving forward, so for the summer of 2023, you'll no longer need that test score. You can still take it if you're interested. It might be applicable to other institutions. But at USU Eastern, for our academic scholarships, we're going to base them strictly on your high school GPA.
And that will go from, what did you say the baseline is right now? It's a 2.8 and a 36?
Currently, yep. And so the new scholarship structure and the range will be a 3.0 through a 4.0. A 4.0 will be a full ride. You come to school, we pay for it, and then from there you'll get a variety of different scholarships that are very competitive.
And of course, you said the 3.0 is just for the academic scholarships. People can still apply for the departmental scholarships, the leadership scholarships, and of course the private ones as well. And they can do all that right there at One Stop Services now, too, can't they?
Yep, and so it's all done through one application. So the academic scholarship is done through your just applying for school and submitting your transcript. All those other scholarships you talked about are done through Scholarship Universe, and it's one application to qualify for departmental, private, leadership, and all those fun scholarships that stack. And by stack means you can get as many scholarships as you can, and they all kind of add together.
And
so you don't have to pick and choose.
I was going to say, and that's the way you really want to go. Anytime you can get somebody else to pay for you to go to school, that's a good time.
Yeah, and we have a lot of private scholarships for Carbon and Emory students, and so always love to get them connected with the dollars that are available. A wonderful opportunity for them to get school paid for and attend USU Eastern.
All right, so once again, that's coming up next summer semester, and it'll go going forward, summer of 2023. All academic scholarships are just going to be based off that GPA now.
GPA only.
There you go. That makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Makes it a lot easier.
I know our alumni might be a little bit upset about the change, but moving forward, you know, we're excited about this new scholarship structure and how competitive it makes us for our students.
Whatever it takes to get kids in school. That's the most important part
Absolutely.
Of the day.
Absolutely.
All right. So speaking of that, let's talk about a event you've got coming up on the 25th. And you said the 25th is move-in day.
Our students are invited to move into the residence halls on August 25th. And that afternoon evening from 4 to 8, we're going to do a Blue Block Blast Party. And that will be communities invited. We'd love to introduce our students to companies, restaurants, things that are available here in the Price area, and make them aware of all the great opportunities we have.
And you had made a mention that if there's anybody, any business or anything out there that is interested in setting up a table or a booth at this, you're going to kind of close off the road there between the wave pool and the Jennifer Levitt, so you're kind of being able to connect the campus, and you're going to set up booths and everything there. So if anybody wants to, what do they need to do?
Yeah, we'd love to have anybody come out and engage our students, and if they're interested in having a table or a booth, please contact Eric Kerwin, and his number's 435-613-5448. Again, that's 435-613-5448.
So if there's any businesses out there, any, and you know, I never even thought about like local places to eat and things and shop and things like that. If you're sitting out there thinking this would be a great thing, get a hold of him, and he can get you set up with a booth space there, and then just go up and kind of introduce yourself to the students and tell them what you have to offer. It's a great idea. Great idea.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And then once again, we also said school starts the following Monday, so it's a good time to get up there and get that taken care of. Now, another thing that's going to be on campus this year is you were talking about kind of a, and these pop up everywhere from time to time, and it's kind of the lending library.
Yeah, it's called a free little library box, and we're going to put one on our campus. So one of our professionals, Liz Prettyman, has taken the lead on that, really loves to read, and you can register these on a website, and they show maps of where they're located, and so we're excited to have one on our campus. But the essence is you can come and exchange a book, you can take a book, and because we're an institution of higher education, people might think, well, I don't want a math textbook. But yeah, these are fictional books, and so these are books that are fun to read, and we're hoping to get a good variety of books in there for people to come and grab a book, leave a book, and just kind of a book exchange.
Kind of exchange them. Now, if anybody has, you know, any books that they were willing to kind of donate, they would need to get a hold of Liz, and her phone number there is?
Yeah, she's at 435-613-5588.
And these are great, great little, you know, libraries and things like that. And yeah, you can go and take a book and then take it back, exchange them, and you know, you have it there and on campus, and it's a great way to grab something. You know, USU Eastern has a beautiful campus. Grab a book, go sit on campus somewhere outside and just read a book while the weather still holds out, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We got to take advantage of the fall weather for
That's
sure.
That's right. And then also, as we said, going on right now, there are sports that are already going on right now.
Yeah, so we've had our volleyball teams move in. We've had our men's and women's soccer team, and our dance teams have already moved in because they're in practice and gearing up for their season.
And they're ready to go. We were talking when you came in about, I heard an interview that Jordan did with Coach Edgehouse, and he is like over the moon excited for this season and ready to get it started, and where they kind of left off to where they can go this year. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And then, you know, we've got that going on now. Of course, we've got volleyball, and before we know it, it's going to be basketball season.
Basketball's just around the corner.
just around the corner.
Very, very excited. It's always fun. We were ranked last year, and we have a lot of talent coming back. And so we're excited to see what the season holds and see if we can build off the success we had last year.
All right. So that covers everything, right? We got it all in?
Yeah, so I appreciate you having me on, and
hey,
thanks
no
for
worries.
The opportunity.
No worries. Now, if anybody has questions about these things, is there like a community resource number that they can call? Can they call your office to just kind of get a schedule of what's going on up there?
Absolutely. So a couple of numbers. The easiest one is just our general admission, our general operator number, and they can get you connected with any of these professionals doing all these great events, and that's 435-613-5000.
All right. Kevin Hurst, Director of Student Services up on the campus of USU Eastern. It's time to get ready and go back to school. Go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.